sympathetic with you or not?
Completely. Completely. In fact, he says that his company and all the other companies would like to pull this fellow's license, but said they, based on what's happened so far, they can't do it without making a charge against you two, and nobody wants to do that. That they have to show that the set actually was a gift in connection with the insurance to charge him 3 baits. So either in Maryland or Washington, does anybody want to tie it to that? He says that, that Don did tell him after he got back from Montego Bay last year that he had been called down there by Baker.
Does he have such letters?
Oh yeah, he has a good deal of correspondence with Huff about trying to get the rate reduced several times, about rates on conversion and so on. I've got copies of some of them, you know, they've all up.
Anything wrong with them?
No, not a thing.
Well, now, what did he testify to? Did he testify?
Testified to that he knows nothing about any kickbacks or anything like that. But Don came in with him with some business, and to every chart, every proposal that was made, he made, is that Don wouldn't know how to make one. Don may have delivered them, but it was pure, they did it on a business basis, and that's all it is.
What was he calling about?
He was just calling by chance. He didn't know anything about this, not sworn to secrecy for the time being. He said that he's got a place in Bethany Beach where the National Guard Bureau has a camp next door, and that the National Guard Bureau had guaranteed all the people that live around there that they wouldn't use it but 4 weeks in the summer. And that this year they proposed to use it 11 weeks and says it just ruins it for use for recreation. That they shoot a cannon at 6 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. And these boys tear up everything. So I told them I'd try to find out something about it. I didn't know. I'd never heard of it. But, I suppose he was calling for this, but he didn't know anything about it.
Now, where's Abe out of town?
No, I think he's here. He was here this morning.
Well, now, did Bill think that this would stop? When did they think they'd stop the thing?
He thought that they would hear, they're supposed to hear this gambler. They'd showed up today. I can't remember his name.
Well, A and B, we'll say.
Right. And I said he didn't know they were looking for him. He's scheduled tomorrow, and then they were going to try to stop him. So weeks earlier. The Cooper took the fifth on everything. Maybe the mayor will tomorrow, they don't know. They're going to have a Democratic caucus Thursday, and then try to force it to a conclusion Thursday or Friday or Saturday.
Now, William, to ask for a bunch of witnesses, are the
Republicans furnished a list of 16 witnesses they thought still should be heard?
What lawyer have you got telling him how to make a motion now? What to do?
Well, nobody except Bill described to George what they were going to do, and Clark thought it was all right. That was after they had the Democratic caucus, they have a meeting, and that the chairman would himself move that they proceed to the writing of the report. They think God will then offer a substitute motion that they hear these 16 witnesses and then proceed to the writing of the report. The vote will come on the substitute motion. Bill says they definitely have votes now. I think they have cover too.
What do you think? Upsetting?
Well, he didn't know. He just was too fresh. He just was telling George that he got it. That's what it's appropriate to do, I'm sure.
Tell George, tell him I'm really working on this cut thing. I went to see the speaker on it last night. I met all the textile people. I met with all of them again this morning, leadership. And we really ought to get every Southern senator busy. Write this down on their delegations and get them to use all the influence they got for the Republicans to vote for this cut. So he just lying about, well, you don't know. Maybe Baker did ask him about a kickback. Right. Did he say he gave Baker a kickback on 63?
That's say. He just said that it wasn't in the stuff that Bill told George. He just told him that Baker demanded one how much it could be. He was in Montego Bay when he talked to him. He said he didn't know how much it could be. That's when he got back. Baker told him again. He told Baker to call me and ask me if, Baker told him to call me and ask me if the conversion had been completed. If he's on the call, he'd know himself if it had been, if he'd had anything to do with it. And he doesn't say whether he did that or not, but then he says he got a call from me then later saying that whatever arrangements he worked out with Baker were all right, but whatever it was to do it in cash, Baker would repeat.
And she's told him to do that?
Yes, sir.
And therefore you're supposed to have gotten it.
Let's say that.
But do it.
Yes, that's the implication.
That's the implication. Now, that didn't happen, did it?
No, sir.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe he might have given Baker the money. Baker might have given it to you. So
he might have given it to Baker. That I don't know. I've never heard.
What did he find out from Baker?
Yes, sir.
He told Sampson, though, that the Republicans had told him they'd string him up.
That's what Sampson said.
You know who it was that's offering ambassadorship Newsweek's talking about and decided to stay home?
There were two people it could be that I know of. Only two I've ever heard of an ambassadorship were. Never got that far until Manuel was talking about having to come with him. And the other one was
Hatcher.
That's the only two I've heard of. No, sir, I believe that's it.
Hey, George, keep in touch with you tonight.
I'm skipping a meeting with Tony Boyle because I just felt I had to do this.
Yeah. He's meeting with Meyer Feldman.
Yes, sir.
He's mad as hell and says we're cutting out 22,000 jobs.